On a white wall, Penelope and Brico is sticking hundreds of glossy little sunset photos in a grid.
They're about how ubiquitous the sun is in our lives.
It's also about the ubiquity of photographs. Penelope's one of the many participants in the festival who's responding to the inundation of images around us.
I did a search on Flickr for the word sunset and found 5 million. And so then I just took just the suns from those and made 4x6 image files and then uploaded them onto Kodak and then had Kodak send me 4x6 snapshots.
It's neat to think that the work of almost 2,000 photographers can be featured on one wall just because they made their work available online. But Penelope doesn't think of them as photographers.
It's not as though anybody who was taking any of these pictures felt that they were authoring something new and unique.
Tim Barber has a different take. Barber wears many hats. He's a photographer, a curator, a DIY photo book publisher.
Nobody's an amateur in this show, as far as I'm concerned, you know. Not to mention there's some, like, really famous, successful photographers in this show. And also just, like, who cares? All that means is that you get paid or not for taking photos, and, like, that's so arbitrary.
Barber takes photos that come to him through submissions on his website and presents them in a series.
I'm really interested in, like, what people do with cameras kind of unintentionally.
Like Penelope and Brico, his work taps into the digital zeitgeist of our time.
Hello, I'm Martin Pye, a photographer, a curator, editor, and generally promiscuous person.
Martin Parr is an institution in the world of photography. He's been involved in it since the mid-70s, before Tim Barber was alive. He's preparing his own exhibit for the festival.
Most of the people in my work are, you know, relatively new. Now, some of them may be getting on a bit, but that doesn't mean that they're not new and exciting.
Parr's not worried about the direction photography's headed in. He looks at today's photographers on the walls of Tim Barber's show or pointing their camera phones at sunsets, and he's excited.
For me, I welcome it because more and more people understand what a great, effective, democratic art form it is.
And that democracy will be in full view at the New York Photography Festival in Brooklyn. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Salenzi.